This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. The U.S., Japan, and South Korea have agreed to significantly enhance their three-way military cooperation to counter rising threats from China and North Korea following a summit held Friday at the Camp David Presidential Retreat outside Washington. VOA's Chief National Correspondent Steve Herman reports.
A key outcome of the unprecedented Camp David meeting among U.S. President Joe Biden, Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida, and South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol is an agreement their countries will hold annual multi-domain trilateral defense exercises. In response to a Japanese reporter's question, Biden said Friday's talks were not solely focused on concerns about China.
Not to say we don't share concerns about the economic coercion or heightened tensions caused by China, but this summit was really about our relationship with each other.
The meeting was the first standalone summit among the three leaders and the first such gathering at the Camp David Presidential Retreat in Maryland in 15 years. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
The U.S. has approved a plan by allies Denmark and Netherlands to send U.S.-made F-16 fighter jets to Ukraine. VOA's Eastern European Bureau Chief Miroslava Gnegadze told VOA's Flashpoint Ukraine program about Ukraine's reaction to the news.
I talked to Yuri Ignat, the spokesman of the Air Force Command of the Armed Forces of Ukraine, today, and he was very hopeful and thankful. He was telling me that Ukraine was waiting for this decision by U.S. For long months, and that the Ukrainians asked for F-16s even when the full-scale invasion of Ukraine started. And finally, that decision is made, and they are very happy about that.
This is VOA News. West Africa's main regional bloc, ECOWAS, has agreed to a possible military intervention to restore democracy in Niger if diplomatic efforts fail. Reuters correspondent Christy Kilburn reports.
The news came at the end of a two-day meeting between West African army chiefs in Ghana's Accra, where strategies around a possible use of force in Niger were discussed. ECOWAS has said such action would be a last resort. Abdul Fatwa Musa is the ECOWAS Commissioner for Political Affairs, Peace and Security.
All member states of ECOWAS present here today have all committed elements. They have committed their own equipment. They have committed their own resources to undertake this mission. We are ready to go.
Musa said a peaceful resolution remained the preferred option, but stressed that the bloc would not engage in endless dialogue with the junta.
That's Reuters correspondent Christy Kilborn reporting. A court ruling, which has thrown out the sentencing for one of the January 6th defendants, could impact sentencing for dozens of low-level Capitol riot cases. Associated Press correspondent Norman Hall reports.
A federal appeals court in Washington has ordered a new sentence for a North Carolina man who pleaded guilty to a petty offense in the Capitol riot. The appeals court said James Little was wrongly sentenced for his conviction on a misdemeanor offense to both prison time and probation, which is court-ordered monitoring of defendants who are not behind bars. Little, who entered the Capitol but did not join in any destruction or violence, pleaded guilty in 2021 to a charge that carries up to 6 months behind bars. He was sentenced last year to 60 days in prison, followed by 3 years of probation. Dozens of similar sentences could be impacted. Norman Hall, Washington.
Search crews continue the grim task of trying to find victims from last week's devastating wildfires on Hawaii's island of Maui. With the death toll now well above 100, the search for the missing is moving beyond the devastated town of Lahaina to other communities that were destroyed. At a press briefing Friday, U.S. Brigadier General Stephen Logan of Hawaii's Army National Guard is leading the Pentagon's efforts to help search on the ground. Logan said six forensic anthropologists with the Department of Defense, a POW/MIA accounting agency, are assisting in gathering and identifying human remains.
We're looking at removing all of the decedents from the area. That's kind of the first step. And we want to be able to treat them in a dignified manner and give some closure to the families. Once that's complete, and as many of those have been identified or removed as possible, the next phase is to render the area safe. You have to remember that there were some industrial and some residential areas that were impacted by the fire.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.